love, and I need to allow him into those broken places. We may need to explore things in the company of a trusted friend, or maybe seek out counselling. But once we have insight, we can thank him that he came to bind up our broken hearts. And then we can make our requests. When we receive peace in a difficult situation, it is indeed beyond all understanding. And I was sitting there just now, and I was thinking I can think of three specific scenarios when I've known that supernatural peace. We had a situation when our kids were small. Our middle daughter broke her femur. Within that situation, the Lord gave us peace. And in fact, it was amazing because she was healed within a fortnight. She was on traction. She was turning herself over on the track. Some of you who know us from those times will know that story, but there's lots here who don't. She was turning herself over on the traction, and it was amazing because we managed to get an appointment with the consultant, and he said, well, she's obviously better. In fact, we got the appointment because she developed an allergy to the elastoplast that was actually holding her on the traction. So God just used that to actually enable us and to for the consultant to affirm what we already knew. We knew she was better. We weren't going to take the traction down until we had that assurance from the medics. I've forgotten the second one, but obviously the most recent one is when Theo was poorly. And there was an 80% of his chance of him not pulling through the situation that he faced in December 2020. But through that situation, and thank you, Ian, for organising that Zoom prayer meeting, you know, in the middle of lockdown, and the Lord was in charge, and I had that peace right the way through. Whatever would happen, you know, we're reminded of Daniel's prayer, aren't we? You know, God, I know you can step in. This is paraphrase according to Angie. But even if you don't, I'm not going to bow the knee to idols. I'm going to continue to worship you. And that needs to be our position. You know, let's not be those ones who, if the Lord doesn't answer prayer according to what we want, say, well, I'm going to turn my back. Let's not do that. Let's trust that God has stuff in his control. There was lots of unanswered prayers in our lives too, but God is in charge and he works stuff for his good. Ed didn't survive, you know, he died. But Trina's married Matt, you know, and they've now got two fabulous kids of their own, and Matt's little boy too. He's brought good out of that situation. No, next slide, please. Isn't it funny? It works at the beginning and then it gives up. Okay, so the third P is purpose. Sorry, second P is purpose. No, I've missed one. Hang on, what's happening here? How many did I turn over at once? Lots, okay, presence. I'm going to need to move, aren't I? Okay. So the Great Commission, therefore go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age. And then in Hebrews, the writer says, keep your lives free from the love of money, be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And that's a quote from Deuteronomy. And in the Psalms we read, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. That is truth. Sometimes that we can be really aware of the manifest presence of God, can't we? For example, we can feel peace, joy, warmth, tingling or weightiness or an awareness that Father wants to heal. But our faith should not just rely on these feelings or sensations, because the truth is that God is always with us, whether we feel it or whether we don't feel it. And some of us have been abandoned by people, so we avoid intimacy with God or other people because we're frightened of being abandoned again. Or we may be cut off from our feelings due to previous trauma. I had many years when this was true in my own life. My emotions were pushed down. I just didn't feel for quite a long time. And I had to press in to know God experientially. I needed to open up and invite Father to heal me emotionally from my brokenness and my trauma. And Jeremiah 29:13 says, if we seek the Lord with all of our hearts, we will find him. So it's important to lay hold of that truth that God is always with us. And we need to maybe declare out loud, Father, I don't know what you're doing in my life at this time, but I choose to believe that you are with me and whatever happens will work out for my good. Yes. Was that you or was that me?
That was you.
Oh. The little things make you feel good, don't they? That's the power, yes. So the third treasure that we receive as children of God is that the Holy Spirit works in us and through us when we run out of resources. So Acts 1 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And Isaiah says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. See, I'm sure that Paul felt quite weak this morning when he came in, and everything had been working fine with the tech yesterday, but then it turns it on this morning and it decides it's not going to play. He was weak, but the Lord gave you strength beyond your own natural resources, and that's what he does. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And he pours love out in our hearts that enables us to love the unlovely. And scripture says, if you then know, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So that third treasure is that the Holy Spirit works in us and through us when we run out of our own resources. And he's essentially a spirit of love. He sometimes works through supernatural gifts, or he may work through the fruit he's grown in our lives as we draw close to him. But he will give us the Holy Spirit if we ask. And we all leak, don't we? Just reminded of that illustration of the sponge. You know, we can fill it up, but we all leak. We need to be continually, as that verse, the verse that says, be filled with the Spirit, actually means go on being filled with the Spirit. It's a present continuous tense in the Greek for that scripture. So the fourth is purpose. You were created for his pleasure. Revelation 4:10 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So I wonder how you feel when you just say that to yourself. I was created for Father's pleasure. You were created for Father's pleasure. He doesn't make any mistakes. He's pleased that he brought you into being just as you are. Second reference is, both the one who makes people holy and those who made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. You and I were created for relationship. And specifically for relationship in the body. Brothers and sisters of Christ. My family relationships weren't brilliant, so that was really important to me when I came to know the Lord. He brought, you know, he's brought you lot into my life, you know. You're my brothers, you're my sisters. And it also says, we are God's handiwork. I'm God's handiwork. You're God's handiwork. I wonder how we feel when we say that to ourselves. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works. We've been doing purpose-driven life in life groups at the church that we're attending at the moment. And there's a chapter on this, and it uses the acronym SHAPE. I really liked it because God uses all these things. So S is for spiritual gifts, so he uses our spiritual gifts. H is for our heart or our passion. He actually gives us those things that we're passionate about, and he uses them in his service. A is for our abilities. He's created me, he's created you. He's put those abilities within us. Gordon, that ability you have for networking, you know, God put that in you. I can't do that. He's made you that shape. He's given you that ability. He's given us our personalities. P is for personality. There's no mistakes. He knows whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or whatever. And he's built into our life experiences. We've all got many, many experiences in life, and the Lord uses them in his service for his purposes. So let's have a heart to serve like Jesus. You might think, oh, well, that's for the leaders. Or I'm going through this situation in my life. I can't serve. I can't do anything. But let's just ask the Lord to show us people around us, just in our everyday. Let's just love a little more. If we have those situations that wind us up a bit, let's choose to love. Let's choose not to respond out of anger. Let's choose to care a little more. Let's choose to serve a little more. You walk past the bins and they're full. Don't wait to be asked, empty them. Move the chairs, help to wash up. Serve a little more. Don't expect everybody else to do it. And in so doing, we actually position ourselves for God to use us mightily. Because you don't know what God's going to do through that kind word that you spoke to that person when they were stressed. You don't know how God's going to move in your life and in through the lives who he puts around you. So let's just think again about those four things, those four P's. Let's just ask God which of these areas we need him to do his transforming work today in our lives. His love is practical, and he has abundant life for each one of us. Do you need Father to work in the area of fear and anxiety in your life? Do you struggle with anxious thoughts and lack of peace? Do you need to open up to the Lord and ask him to teach you another way? Because Jesus wouldn't say, "My peace I leave you." Don't allow, I find that challenging. Don't let your heart be troubled. So if my heart's troubled, I need to do something with the Lord's help about that, because that's not his best for us. Do you need Father to teach you another way? Or is it a trust in his presence that you need? Or would you like a fresh touch of his power at work in your life? Or are you maybe realizing for the first time that Father created you for his pleasure? There's a lot of emphasis on image, isn't there? And what we look like. But Father actually created us for his pleasure, warts and all. He delights in us and he desires to work his purposes through us. So we're going to finish with a song of surrender. And if Father has highlighted anything to you and you desire change in a particular area of your life, please take space to respond to the Lord as we sing. Thank you.